everybody. This is Dani Johnson, and honestly, it's an honor and a privilege to be with you here tonight. It's Monday night. It's gorgeous outside, and I'm sure it's beautiful in most of the places in which you are calling from. I just want to, first of all, welcome all of you that are brand new to our website at the Work at Home Profit Zone. And we just absolutely want to encourage you to use the free information that is there. We also want to extend a thank you to those that actually referred you to the site. It is a free site, and it's through basically referrals that help to keep that site for free. So since it is a free site, please don't use it as it is one. You know how oftentimes that we get a hold of something free and we don't really see the value in free. There is literally thousands of dollars worth of free content that is available on that site for you to be able to help get yourself launched in the right direction so you can improve your finances in any way, shape, or form. Now, for those of you, this is your very first call. My name is Dani Johnson, and prior to getting started in business for myself, I was a 19-year-old uneducated young woman who grew up in a very abusive home. My father was extremely violently abusive. I did not have a whole lot of confidence. I had a whole lot of baggage, a whole lot of fear, and I really got started on a failure equation. I had looked at all these different people that were making ridiculous incomes, and some of them were making over $1 million a year. And I figured even if it took me 20 years to figure it out, and even if it took me 20 years and I was really bad at it, I was lame at business, then you know what? I still would be doing better than if I had kept my job at JCPenney's. And so I had quit my job, and I came into business for myself full-time. And my first 6 months, I failed miserably. In fact, it was horrifying how badly I failed. I couldn't get anything off the ground. I couldn't get people to agree to do anything with me. And so after 6 months of failure and winding up severely in debt, living off of my credit cards, trying to build my business, I found a training that was supposed to change everything for me that was very expensive. It was far away, and it was not on a good weekend. And yet I knew, based on the testimony that somebody had told me, I was going to fail if I didn't go. I wound up just jumping on board, and I went. And I came out of that first two-day experience, and once I applied that information that I learned in that 2 days, I wound up making $4,000 in 8 short days. How in the world could 2 days change your income that fast? Well, check out what happened from there. I then started to bring other people that I now were in partnership in my business, brought those people to that same exact training seminar. They grasped the concepts, and they learned from the get-go on how to be able to build successfully. As a direct result of their success, my income jumped up to $11,000 that second check, then $15,000, then just under $21,000. Ran off, married a guy that I knew for about 7 days, and within a few months, I wound up completely destitute broke. He drained my bank account, maxed out my credit cards, leaving with a $35,000 debt, $2.03 to my name. Horrible credit, no money coming in. My business had been stolen as a direct result of marrying him. And there I was, totally, completely homeless, 3,000 miles away from anything that was familiar, destitute financially, destitute emotionally. I was even suicidal, not knowing where I was going to sleep, not knowing how I was going to come up with any money to even purchase any food or even any gas money to get myself anywhere. Well, after a couple of weeks, I found a job as a cocktail waitress, made, you know, a few $100, you know, a week kind of thing, and it was just miserable. Finally, pulled my head out, and I started a business from the trunk of my car in a payphone booth, not having any products at all to start with, not having any understanding about the market that I was now going to market to, from nothing, literally from nothing. I had no phone. I had to use a payphone booth. I got myself a voicemail on a promise that I'd be sending in a check. Made $2,000 the very first 10 hours that I got started. Next month, I made $6,500 working part-time. I had a full-time cocktail waitressing job. The next month, I quit my job. I worked my business full-time and made over $10,000. But my 10th month, my income has shot up over $80,000 a month. My very first year, I made $250,000. By the end of my second year, I had made my first million. This all happened by the time I was 23 years of age. Since then, have been building businesses as well as companies. And the success, the true secret to my success, was raising up other people to do better than I did. And we have done this through a very simple system called First Steps to Success. I basically just put everyone through that two-day training seminar system called First Steps to Success. They would come out, and they would increase their closing ratios. They would increase their income as a direct result of increasing their leadership skills. And as they develop their skills in business, their communication skills, their time management skills, their people problem-solving skills, as they learned strategies that worked for their specific business, they were able to go out and succeed wildly, and obviously I was tied to that income that they were developing for themselves and was able to make millions and millions of dollars as a direct result of that very simple system called First Steps to Success. And so if you want more information even on that, go to the website. In fact, I encourage you right now, because if this young, homeless, broke cocktail waitress can get started in business and within 60 days make $18,000, then it very well could be that you right now are seriously 60 days away from $18,000. Could $18,000 make an impact on your family? Could $18,000 make an impact on your debt? Could $18,000 make an impact on your future? There's no question. You and I, I'm sure, agree that the answer is yes. Now, I did this $18,000 on part-time efforts. I can show you step by step how to generate that income, and I can show that to you through a very simple system called First Steps to Success. And so if you want to even know, man, how can I make $1,000? How can I make $2,000? You know what? You can get some free information that can help you do that right away. In fact, I'm going to show you three different levels of success in utilizing a free website to be able to generate a substantial income by utilizing a website that cost us tens of thousands of dollars but cost you absolutely nothing. And it's free and completely yours. And so please go now to Work at Home Profit Zone. Again, that's Work at Home Profit Zone, WORKATHOME, Work at Home Profit Zone, PROFITZONE. Again, that's pretty simple. Work at Home Profit Zone. You'll find an amazing amount of free content that is available on that website that can help you at least get yourself launched and moving in the right direction. Now, what I promised to talk to you about tonight is a strategy, and it is a key secret strategic move that I made and still make every year at this time. Now, some of what I'm going to say may be a little too advanced for some of you. For others of you, you have been waiting to know. Yes, it is mid-May. What should I be doing right now in the middle of May to be able to build my business? Well, here is what is extremely important. Get a piece of paper and pen. Make sure that you take some good notes, because when I get excited, and I can tell you right now I probably am with this content, that I talk a little bit faster, but no worries. This call is being recorded. You can listen to it tomorrow or even late tonight. Again, you can listen to this again, because this is one of those calls that has the absolute potential to change the entire course of your business for the rest of the year. There's no question that just as the seed of an apple has the absolute potential to grow an apple tree, this call has all within it the potential to set you up if you follow step by step what I'm going to tell you. If you follow step by step this strategic focus, this strategic moves in which I'm going to give you tonight, your income could be over a six-figure income by December. And how do I know this? Because I have for years now worked with professionals just like you and worked with those that are aspiring to become a professional in the marketplace, who have used this strategic move, followed these strategic steps at this specific time of the year, and I watched, and I have the documentation. I have the emails of the testimonies with the documentation of them turning over in 6 months a six-figure income. So if you listen carefully, you follow directions, you put aside every excuse and inhibition, if you decide to put the teachable hat or head on top of your shoulders right now, I'm serious, this has an outrageous potential to change your financial future. A couple of months ago, I shared a call that did have a massive impact on a lot of people's businesses. And what I talked about was being able to recognize the seasons, being able to recognize where there is a wave of momentum that is sitting behind you, ready to push you forward. Well, there is a new season now coming up that from January to the end of May, that was a certain season. And in that season, there were many of you that strategically placed yourselves into the momentous spot where there was momentum in the marketplace, an increase of calls of people looking for businesses like yours, an increase of activity of people working actively in their personal businesses, an increase of seriousness, an increase of focus, increase of results. Well, we are now at the very end of that season where there is momentum pushing you through. But we are also at the beginning of a whole nother season that requires, demands for you to be strategic in what you do. And so here is what you need to understand. Number one, positioning is everything. I'm going to say that again. Number one, positioning is everything. It is absolutely everything. You see, positioning on a number of different levels. Let me just ask you a couple questions. Right now, I want you to write down one problem that you have. One problem. Could the problem be that you can't make your house payment? Could the problem be that you have bill collectors calling you, Visa, MasterCard, American Express, JCPenney's, Nordstrom, Macy's, some online credit card that you purchased to be able to shop online? Could it be that you don't know quite how you're going to get the money together to send your kids to college? Could it be that it's almost vacation time and you had told your children back in December and January that, you know what, son or daughter, this summer we are going to do something fun. We are going to go on a vacation. And right now you are looking at it's mid-May and you have no idea how you're going to fulfill that promise that you made to your children. Could it be that you thought you would be further ahead financially? Could it be that right now you're looking at, man, I have been in the workforce for 20 years or 25 years or 10 years or 5 years, and I'm not where I thought I would be? Are any of these the problems that you're facing right now? Could it be that the kids need shoes or they need clothes? Could it be that your retirement, you're coming up in that retirement time and you're looking at your retirement and you're saying, oh, my gosh, I am so far behind. How in the world are my wife and I going to sustain ourselves on this amount of income? Is that where you're at right now? I mean, are you in any part of that position right now at this very moment? Is that some of the problems that you're dealing with? I would have to say the answer is probably yes. That's the majority of us, that our debts are higher than the amount of income that we're bringing in. We're not quite where we thought we would be financially. There's charities that are tugging on your heart that you are not being able to give. There's places, people that you want to help, either with your time or with your money, and you're not being able to do it. Is that have to do with any of the problems maybe that you're facing right now? Could it even be that you maybe know somebody that might be going through some major health challenges and you wish you had more time or more money to sink into that worthy cause? I can guarantee you, you've got something like that. Maybe there's somebody in financial dire straits right now and you wished you could actually help them. Is that a problem maybe that you're facing right now? Whatever the problem is, I have an answer for you. You see, I believe strongly in a book that I read daily, and you might not like that book, but I think it was the best success book that was ever written about how to become successful financially, how to have a successful marriage, all that kind of stuff. And in this particular book, it says that money is the answer to everything. In fact, it's in the book of Proverbs. Money is the answer to everything. And I will tell you that the vast majority of your problems that you have in your life all are a root of money being the issue. So therefore, the answer is go make more money. Go make more money. Now, I know that that poses another problem. Some of you are like, oh, but I'm trying and I just don't know how. I totally understand where you're coming from. I completely understand, because 2 weeks ago I talked to you about a ceiling, the invisible cap that we put on our income. You see, if money is the answer to everything, and again, I didn't write that. God wrote it, that the money is the answer to everything. I would pretty much say that right now, if you can't pay your employees, or you can't pay the rent on your building, or you can't pay your mortgage, or you can't pay Visa and MasterCard, or you can't pay for the kids' college tuition, you can't pay for the vacation, you can't pay for the charities that you want to be able to help, whatever it is, or you can't pay for whatever, the fun that you want to have, money is the answer to everything. So if money is the answer to everything, I guess that poses another question, another problem. Do you know how to make money? Great question. Do you know how to make money? Are you in an income-producing profit center right now? I'm sure that you are in most cases, that many of you have an income-producing profit center right now as we're speaking. This is why you're sitting here on the call with me. It's how to learn how to make your income-producing profit center more profitable. Well, this is why Work at Home Profit Zone is available for you. The Work at Home Profit Zone is available to be able to increase two things that must increase in order to make it happen. Friends, I am not just I'm not just here for my well-being and because, you know, it makes me feel good to talk to you every Monday night. That's not why I'm here. I have a true passion for seeing people succeed wildly in the marketplace. Why? Because it was simple for me to go from totally homeless and broke to becoming a millionaire. And I feel it is so pathetic that there are so few trying, which brings me to positioning is everything. It is absolutely everything. Are you positioned right now to make money? Are you positioned right now to make money? Or are you positioned to deal with drama? Are you positioned with all of your excuses and all the excuses of I don't have the time, I don't have the money, I've got too much going on, I'm sick, I need to feel when I feel better that I'll actually get to work on my business or on the projects that I need to get done that make me money? Here's what I know. If you were dropped out of an airplane and you had no money, no nothing, and of course you have a parachute, what would you do? What are the things that you would have to do to be able to find sustenance for yourself? Roof over your head, food on the table, some kind of transportation. You'd have to find a way to generate an income right now, which is why this is so near and dear to my heart. Why? Because I literally was homeless. I had no money. I had nothing. Nothing. And I was pathetic on December 25th and all of my pity and all of my problems and all of my issues, and I was a drama queen. I focused on what wasn't going right and what wasn't going fast enough, and I didn't know how to do this, and I didn't know how I was going to dig myself out of all that crap. But the reality is this. How did I become a millionaire in 2 years? Well, positioning is everything. And where my focus was no longer on the 26th of December, was no longer on my problems and all my pity and everything that I didn't have. My focus on the 26th was step up, girlfriend, and find a way to make money. And I did. I made $2,000 in 4 days, putting a total of 10 hours into those 4 days, not knowing if it was going to work, not knowing if it was going to happen long term, not knowing if I would make another $2,000. I just had to step up and make money. Why? Money was the answer to everything. Money was the answer to food. Money was the answer to shelter. Money was the answer to the bill collectors. Money was the answer to the car almost being repossessed. Are you catching me? It was the answer to every problem that I had going on in my life right then and there. Now, did it fix the problem with the ex-husband? Yeah, he was replaced. He was replaced. Simple. Easily. Take a guy that's going to steal everything? Yeah, that's replaceable. Not too difficult to find somebody that won't do that. Pretty difficult to find somebody that will, and I seem to have found that. But my point is this. Money is the answer to everything. What did you do today, and what will you do for the rest of the day to make yourself some money? And I know right now you're thinking right now, Danny, I'm trying. That could be part of the problem. Now, 2 weeks ago, if you go back to the site Work at Home Profit Zone, you become that free member. Okay, in order to get the free content, you become a free member. It's very simple. It's a simple little form. If you're right there at the home page, this is Work at Home Profit Zone. You'll have you'll see the face of the woman, and then you scroll down just a little bit. There's a form. Fill out that form. It's going to take you into the audio vault. That vault has 30 hours of free content. One call for every day for the next 30 days to be able to tear down the invisible cap that is over your head right now. What creates that invisible cap? I'm going to retouch on 2 weeks ago. It's real simple. What is the invisible cap? It's this. The invisible cap The cap that is on your income is directly related to the lack of skill you currently possess. You see, there's a cap on the income. I'm going to give you a prime example. My husband happened to be interviewing somebody just a couple of weeks ago, and actually more like a month ago now, was interviewing somebody for a position. And this position, this young man, was a little bit on the cocky side. And my husband was simply expressing that, you know, there is literally no cap on anybody's income inside of this company. There is literally nothing, anything that you want to do inside of it can be done. It all boils down to the level of skill that you have and the level of skill that you're willing to learn. Well, this young man kind of gets a little cocky. He says, well, is that really true? I mean, is there really no ceiling on my income? My husband sits forward and he says to him, he says, let me tell you something. There is quite a number of people that work inside of our company, between all the offices that we have, that have all the opportunity even to become an executive in the company. They have all the chance in the world to be able to write their own paycheck if they want to. But many of them are not doing what it takes to be able to increase their skill so they can write their own pay. Now, isn't that crazy? When he said that, it just totally dawned on me. I'm like, my gosh, when I look back in my life, I look at areas where I lacked skill, totally limited my income. We are directly limited by the level of skill sets that we have in business. And so wherever it is that you're in your income right now, whatever plateau it is that you're at, whether you're making an extra $500 a month or a couple thousand dollars a month, or you're making hundreds of thousands of dollars a year or millions of dollars a year, that is directly related by what invisible cap is above your head. What ceiling do you have over your income? Well, that is determined by two things. What do we know how to do and what we're willing to do? I'm going to say that again. What we know how to do and what we're willing to do. So if right now you're in customer service, the reality is that your income is limited to that position. There's no question. However, what you're willing to do is certainly not limited by that position. You see, just because you start off in customer service doesn't mean you have to stay there. It means that if you're willing to learn new skills, you're willing to gain more expertise in other areas that can advance your career inside of your company, could advance your career inside of your business, now you have no limits on your income at all. And so my question to you is, where are your limits? What are you limited by? What skills are you limited by? 2 weeks ago, I brought you this message. What have you done with it? 2 weeks ago, I showed you that there's certain areas in business, one of which is the whole area of marketing, the area of marketing from you to the end user. What skills have you improved over the last 2 weeks to increase your ratios, increase your conversion ratios, the amount of people that come to you to take a look at what you do and how many you're able to convert to agreeing to go into business with you, whether it is as a client level where they're using your products and services, or it is on a business level where they are joining forces with you and mobilizing themselves as well as everyone else they know into spreading the message and spreading the word about your product and service. And so this is a question I have. This is a wake-up call. It's been 2 weeks since I brought you the message. What have you done to remove the invisible ceiling cap that is over your head right now? What have you done? So here's where it's at. I said it's in the area of communication with other people. I said it was in the area of being able to bring in new clients onto your product or service. I said it was about having skills in the area of bringing on new business developers inside of your organization to be able to have them mobilize in their current communities, in their centers of influences, and beyond. Okay? Another areas was in the areas of conversions, closing. What are your ratios with closing? Is that your invisible cap? That maybe you can get people to take a look at your product or service, maybe you can get them to take a look at your business opportunity, but you are unable to convert them into taking action. So that's in the area of closing. So there you are again. Where is that your invisible ceiling? Is your invisible ceiling with follow up and follow through? Because you've heard us say that the fortune is in the follow up. The fortune is in the follow-up. So if the fortune is in the follow-up, how are your follow-up skills? How are your communication skills when you are calling a client? How are your skills with getting your client to upgrade into a mobilization pattern of saying, hey, I need to tell everyone I know about this? How are your skills in developing compelling information that when you are communicating with a live human being, whether it's over the phone or it's live in front of a group, that you have the skills that compel them to take action so that they upgrade themselves from a product end user into a business developer who's developing business for that product or service. Does this make sense? I'm getting excited about hearing this. I can't wait to listen to this call myself. Okay, so how are your follow-up skills? How are your upgrading skills? Here's another one. Huge, absolutely huge. How are your leadership skills? Now listen, if you're trying to gain leadership skills by reading a book, get a grip and a clue. A book is nothing but supplements. That is not the main meal. You have got to be able to know how to act, walk, and talk as the leader that you should be, that others are proud to follow, that are compelled to follow. If you're thinking you're going to learn how to lead by reading a book, I'm sorry. This is a millionaire talking to you, and I'm not saying that to brag on myself. I'm saying that to let you know that if you want to become a millionaire, you must learn from people that are millionaires. Now, some people became a millionaire by writing the book. They weren't prior to, which means the content in the book is not how to become one. No. Well, what's in the book is an experiment. Listen, I'm talking about tried and proven content that kicks out people that are generating a six-figure income. Generating a seven-figure income. What is that? Hundreds of thousands of dollars a year to millions of dollars a year. So leadership, is that where your invisible cap is? Is that where there is a ceiling on your income? How do we know? How can we gauge it? Well, it's really simple. Number one, how many people do you have a part of your organization that do better than you financially? Or how many people that are in your business that at least are making an equal income to what you're making? Or is what you have the only one making what you make and everybody else is earning a much lower level of income? Meaning you're generating an extra $20,000 a month, but everybody in your business is generating $500-$600 a month, maybe $1,000 a month. Well, that shows you there's a leadership cap. You have a skill cap in the area of leadership. Do you know how to raise up people that can fly high without you? Do you know how to raise up other people that can move faster than you? Do you know how to raise up other people that can work a business without you and not depend on you? Well, again, these are areas that I brought up to you 2 weeks ago, okay? If you don't know where that call is, Work at Home Profit Zone, click on Audio Vault, obviously, once you become a free member. Once you click on the Audio Vault, it is the last call that I did. So once you get through the quick start training calls, okay, oh, that's another area, by the way, of starting a brand new person, duplicating. What is your duplication ratios? How many people that you actually mobilize continue to go out and build a business regardless of what you do or don't do? How many people do you have doing a consistent effort of bringing in new clients and bringing in new business developers, okay? That has to do with your skills in starting somebody properly. That has to do with the skills of developing a consistent output of business that's consistently producing results for the new people that you're bringing in. Here's another area of skill development that you must have. You must have. That is helping people make money. How many people do you have in your business making money? How many people do you have in your business that are compelled to make even more money? Great questions. Listen. All I'm doing, I'm not giving you this information to make you feel bad. I'm giving you this information so you can discover where your ceiling is on your income. You can discover the limitations that are currently on your business model. You need to know what those limitations are so you can make a decision of two things. One, increase your skill. That is huge. What are you willing to do? Number two, what are you willing to do to remove that limitation that is over your business right now? So, again, I said number one point was positioning is everything. Well, you can be positioned in the right place and have a major ceiling on your income, have a major cap on your skill set. And by the way, I'm going to tell you something. Most of you are a part of a business model where it is very simple. In fact, the skills that I just showed you, there's only one skill that takes quite a while to be able to develop. For some of us, can take years. But the vast majority of the skills can be done within a month's time. It literally can be done within a month's time, depending on, of course, how many hours you're willing to put into that particular skill to master that skill. But for the vast majority of you, communication, that could be done in a weekend. That could be done at a first steps to success. If you want advanced communication skills, that's a creating a dynasty mastering. That bottom line, hands down, between those 5 days, between 2 days at a first step, 3 days at a creating a dynasty, you should be able to absolutely clearly get yourself on the footing of being able to master communication, okay? Working, getting new clients into your customer base, okay? Those are simple skills. One or two quick things can fix that and increase your conversion ratios on that. Being able to take somebody from a prospect into a business development position, that literally can be done in 30 days. For example, the June classes that are taking place, prospecting and closing, you can sit through those 4 weeks of classes. They're on the phone. It's a teleseminar right there from your living room, right there from your computer. You can be on the phone listening and learning how to master the skills of prospecting. So inside of 4 weeks, inside of 30 short days, you literally can go from, you know, a horrible skill set, a very low cap on your income, to a very high level of ability in the area of prospecting. Same with closing. I mean, that's like literally 30 days. It's a focused effort mastering something. It's very simple. We've all done it with every job that we've ever had. Okay, follow up skills. Okay, that's a creating a dynasty level of leadership that must be learned. Upgrading skills. Those are things that can be learned inside of 30 days. Leadership development skills, meaning producing other leaders, that's going to take a little bit longer than 30 days. That could take a year. That could take a year to learn how to do, and you know what? So what? Who cares? Because you can still develop a six-figure income without ever learning how to do that. The problem is you'll work much harder than you need to, which is sad. You'll spend a whole lot of time that you don't need to spend making that $10,000 a month or $150,000 a year. But if somebody that is committed to mastering the skills of leadership development, now those people will work less hours and double and triple and quadruple their income. And again, that's a year, 2 year, I would say, process to learn how to do that. That is not that does not fall out of the sky. These other skills I'm talking about, you're within 30 days of being able to learn a couple of things that can tweak it, and you'll see increases. For those who want to master it, give it a year for mastering that. Give it a year, 2 years for mastering leadership development. What are you in? You're inside of a junior college associate's degree, learning on a part-time basis, nowhere near spending the same amount of money you'd spend for that degree, and being able to kick out six-figure income results versus all of us could get our little associate's degree at a junior college and never make a six-figure income. And so what I'm saying is the skills that are hindering you, the skills that are limiting you that you don't yet possess are literally within 30 days, within 60 days, within a year of being able to master. And when you do that, you're not talking about making $30,000 or $40,000 a year. You're talking doing what Jefferson did out of Texas, who his cap, his invisible ceiling, his cap that was on his income, you know, paid him $30,000 to $40,000 a year in his business. Well, he committed an entire year of leadership development, committed an entire year of plugging in and using the systems that were available through First Steps, and made $350,000 his first year. So there you go. Do you want to remove the limit of the ceiling on your income? I hope you do. So with positioning being everything, let me share with you the power of this. And I feel bad because there's only a few of you that are going to get it. I started this call with asking you to write down your problem. I started this call with telling you that whatever that problem is, whether it's the house payment, the MasterCard, the college tuition, the vacation that you promised your family, the charity, whatever it is, the debt that's piling up that you said you wanted to pay off, whatever it is, it says in that book, money is the answer to everything. So it's go make money. We then went into, well, how do I make money? Well, your skill set determines how much money you're going to make. Skill determines how much you're going to make. No question, okay? But now brings us to this strategic time of the year, and you better do whatever it takes to remove the limits on your income. Because right now, positioning is everything. And let me tell you how and why. You see, right now we're coming up to a season where there is no competition. We're coming up to the time of year where most people, now write this down, 98% of the population is dead or dead broke by the age of 65, and 2% of the population is doing well financially. Again, 98% of the population dead or dead broke, 2% of the population doing well financially. Well, check this out. 98% of the people coming up June, July, and August are totally unfocused. They are completely out of the game. They are completely in the realm of losing because they are in the realm of excuses and distraction. Coming up the beginning of June, as soon as people's kids get out of school, this is where now those part-timers that are building a so-called business, which is really now about to be proved to be a hobby and not a business, because I'm sorry, if you're running a retail store, you don't just close your retail store for June, July, and August because you feel like it, because there's distractions, because my kids are out of school, because we're camping, because whatever the excuse is. You can't do that. When you own a retail business, a retail store, you work those retail store hours all year long. In fact, certain times of the year where the hours actually increase. Have you ever noticed that the malls and the grocery stores stay out later and longer from the mid-November all the way till December 31st? Have you ever noticed that? It's called holiday hours. The grocery stores stay open till 10 o'clock. Even in tiny little towns like where I live, they stay open till 10 o'clock. Why? Holiday hours. Why? Because that's their increase season. Well, here we are right now. And now, see, for someone who owns a real business, they can't just, you know, cut their hours way back because they want to go play. But let me tell you, this is where the rubber meets the road. This is where we see who is really in business and who really has a hobby. The difference between the two is consistency and profits. The difference between the two is the hobbyist does their business when they feel like it. The professionals do their business because they're there to make a professional level of income. They're there for profits. And so right now, 98% of the people that are in the so-called home-based business market, 98% of the people that are in that industry right now are about to go to sleep, and they are about to become obsolete, which means the whole playing field is about to open so huge. Do you have any idea? It's about, the competition right now is about to be leveled, and there is a remnant of 2%ers. There is a remnant of people that are going to put their head down. They're going to work their hours regardless of going camping. They're going to work their business regardless of the vacation they're taking with their kids. That before they leave on that vacation, they're going to make sure they get the work done that needs to be done for that month, so that they can go and enjoy themselves for their 2 weeks. But no, 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 not the hobbyists. No, 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 not our 98%ers. The 98%ers are going to get unfocused. They're going to get distracted. They're going to fall into the losing realm where nothing is going to work for them. And there's that elite group of people. There's that 2%, that remnant of real entrepreneurs that know that the playing field is so pathetic right now. There is no competition, and right now, positioning is everything. Right now, now is the time to get the bonuses. Now is the time to get the top promoting boards. Now is the time to get in the bonus pools. Now is the time to win every contest. Now is the time. Why? Because nobody else is even trying. No one else, starting the beginning of June, first week in June and beyond through August. Guess what? People are totally got their head in the sand, they've unplugged, and they are done. But not you. Not you. You are strategically on this call for a divine purpose. You are strategically on this call to hear this strategic message. If your head was supposed to be in the clouds, you would not be hearing my voice right now. If your head was supposed to be in a pile of excuses, you would not be hearing my voice right now. If your head was supposed to be in the losing realm, if you were called to be a hobbyist, if you were called to be a hobbyist through the summer months, you would not be hearing this message right now. The heavens and the earth have moved to put you on this computer, to put you on this line, to hear this message right here today. So if you, for any reason, are wondering what you're supposed to do, clean your ears out, because I'm telling you step by step right now in the next 5 minutes what you strategically should be doing. Positioning is everything. Are you in a position to maximize your income with your opportunity? Number one, are you in that position right now to maximize your income? Are you in that position? If the answer is no, fix it now. Get yourself upgraded into that top package where you can earn those top levels of incomes now. Why? Because June, July, and August, this is your time. Okay, here's another thing. The second thing, what are the skills that are limited that you have right now? Are you limited in the prospecting skills? Are you limited in the closing skills? Are you limited in your follow-up skills? Are you limited in your marketing skills? Are you limited in your leadership development skills? Are you limited in your time management skills? Are you limited with your motivation skills? Are you limited? Are you hearing me? Do you have limits on your skills of managing your time? Can I tell you what would happen if you actually knew how to manage your time? Here's what it is. You see, in the beginning, when your skills are low in communication, your skills are low in knowing how to motivate other people, when your skills are low in conversions and marketing, when your skills are low with being able to discern strengths in your organization and how to utilize those strengths for great profitability for everybody to win, when you lack the skills in those areas, you have to spend far more time than what is actually necessary to perform that job. When you lack skill, it takes you 5 to 10 times longer to get a mediocre job done than it does for somebody that has a high level of skill in the areas I just explained, because they can get the job done instantly. They can get the job done instantly with high results, not mediocre results, but high results. So let me break it down and make it plain. In the beginning, I had to talk to hundreds of people to get anyone to show up to take a look at my business. Well, once my limitations of my skill set of communicating with people, prospecting and closing, once those skill sets had risen to a high level, guess what? I had a 90% closing ratio. Where before I was one in hundreds, now I can get 9 out of 10, which means I don't have to talk to hundreds to get far more results. Those are time management issues, my friends. You see, most of you are toiling time. You are wasting time because you lack the skill. And skill, you are literally within days of learning how to get a new skill, within days of getting it. I mean, here we have, and I'm so very blessed, because there's even a remnant of you that are listening to me right now that are going to Minneapolis in 2 weeks. You'll be at Creating a Dynasty in 2 weeks. How powerful that's going to be for you. Why? Not only are you going to raise your skill sets in a leadership development, in how to motivate people, how to discern who people are, what their strengths are, and how to put them in positions that maximize their strengths. Not only are you going to gain prospecting and closing skills that are totally, crazily out of this world, not only are you going to gain strategies, I mean, specific strategic moves, what to do, when, how, and to who, so that automatically, and of course, you're going to get a whole goals and time management section. In fact, those of you that are going, I need you to bring 5 different colors of highlighters, because you are actually going to physically manage your time while you're at Dynasty. So not only are you going to hear how to do it, but you're going to physically go through the exercise. You're going to map out an entire month. You're going to learn the muscles that it takes to be able to completely strategically manage out your time, and you're going to find you have more time than you think you do. You need a blue highlighter, pink highlighter, green highlighter, yellow highlighter, orange highlighter. You're going to sit in that seminar, and you're literally going to manage your time while you're sitting there. And so if you're registered for Dynasty, go get those pens. You need to bring them with you, as well as I need you to bring a blank journal, just a small journal, but you need to bring a brand new blank journal with you because there's another exercise that you're going to be starting while you're there, and you're going to be getting a whole new habit in the form of leadership to where you're never going to have to worry about what you're thinking about or how you're thinking ever again. Okay, so those two things, bring a fresh journal, bring those five highlighters. Okay, so here's the deal. So as far as managing your time, many of us spend so much time on things that we are not good at. And if we were better at those things or we had an answer on how to get better at those things, we would spend a whole lot less time being unprofitable. So there we go. So again, number one, are you positioned in your compensation plan to where you can actually make the most amount of money? Number two, what are your time management skills? What do those look like, especially going into the summer? Give me a break. Kids are out of school. That's a reality. So are mine. Okay? I've got five of them. Okay, so then you got kids out of school, you got vacations that you're taking, you got things that you're doing, you got volunteering, you got this, you got spring fever where you want to go play. Well, if you do not increase your skills, then your income is going south and you'll be put in the hobbyist 98% category. But if you do not want to be there, then you must, not only for yourself, increase those areas, but for your organization as well. Because looking forward, it's not only you that has the potential to get unfocused, so does your entire organization. So do all of the people that you're currently working with has the potential of getting completely unfocused, going into a hobby mode for the summer season. When it is, I'm telling you, write this down, low-hanging fruit. There is low-hanging fruit in June, July, and August is where it is easier to make money. It is where there is low-hanging fruit. It is where it's easy to get the bonuses, and that will be you. You will be the one grabbing them if you are doing what it takes to remove the limitations off of your skills. It's very simple to remove those limitations. Okay, next, positioning is everything. Okay, so what does that look like? Well, let me tell you. Okay, and time out for a second. There is a remnant of you. And here you are. You're already positioned and you don't even realize it. There are some of you that, yes, you're already in the top. You know, you put yourself starting at the top. You are already graduated from First Steps to Success. You've got First Steps under your belt and you're registered for Dynasty. Positioning is everything. How and why? Because those that are going to be a Dynasty, guess what? You are strategically positioned at the front door of the summer months. Why do we do Dynasty? May 25th, 26th, and 27th. That's strategic. Why? Because you who are going have the freshest skill set. You have the freshest strategy. You have the absolute freshest direction. You have the most enthusiasm. You have the freshest strategic motivational skills on motivating and directing your organization to do what they should be doing through the summer months. You have the freshest, the newest, the hot-off-the-press time management skills. You have the hot-off-the-press direction for your business. You have the hot-off-the-press listening skills, communication skills. You have the hot-off-the-press limitations removed from you. That's what you have. Why is it placed May 25th, 26th, and 27th? Because June is the next week. That's why. You have the strongest motivation in you. You have no barriers, no more hindrances, and you're ready to run. Well, check it out. Guess what else is positioning is everything? It just so happens, as many of you know, okay, well, June is a time where people have to stay focused and prospecting. June is a time where they've got to get results. June is the time to get the bonuses, okay? And you have to understand, follow me down this road, which is why we have positioned, again, positioning is everything. You can pick up a marketing book and it's going to tell you that. You can go spend $25,000 on a marketing seminar and they will tell you one of their top 5 points is positioning is everything. Where am I positioning you to right now? First of all, not me, God. God is positioning you. Again, it was a divine appointment that you were hearing what you're hearing right now. There's no excuse for you not to generate a six-figure income by the end of the year. None. If you don't follow the directions, then you're only hurting yourself. It's real simple. So look. Why is this time? It's bigger than it just being summer season. It's way bigger than that. You know what it is? It's amazing. Because we have one last momentum season left of the year. And that last momentum season of the year is September, October, November. Write that down. September, October, November. This is such a major secret. I can't even believe I'm giving this to you on a free call. You should be charged for this. September, October, November is the next heavy season of the year. So what does that mean? Well, there's two types of people listening to me right now. One is going to say, well, shoot, then I will wait for the busy season. You go right ahead. Knock yourself out and do it along with the rest of the 98% of the people. Or you can be wise. You see, if you right now, for example, you're in Minneapolis. The only way you could go to Minneapolis is if you've been to First Steps to Success. If you haven't, sorry, we've been telling you about it for months. You were positioned. If you didn't take advantage of it, you might want to get registered for Seattle, Washington, June 23rd and 24th. You might want to get on the bandwagon here. You can at least be partially positioned. You won't be positioned with the best. You'll be positioned with something at least. But watch this. Those of you that are graduates in First Steps, you're positioned at Dynasty. Why is this huge? Because June we've got prospecting and closing classes. Which means this, those classes, I am working one-on-one with my students in those classes. I am troubleshooting their prospecting skills, meaning they're prospecting, I am listening to them prospect, and I'm showing them exactly what they need to change to get better results. If it's anything like my clients like John, who literally went from no one showing up for a presentation to now having 9 out of 10 people show up for the presentation, or even like Steve, who had 9 out of 10 people saying to him, I'm not interested, and hanging up on him, to him being able to turn those not interested around to actually going through the process and having 90% of them take a look at his business. That's crazy. Why? Because two heads are better than one. I'm your coach watching what you're doing. I'm seeing the holes in what it is that you are doing and plugging the holes for you. Then in the closing side, that if you can get people to a presentation, now I'm going to show you how to close. If you go on the website and you click on right now coaching, you click on the coaching link once you're a member in the site, click on coaching. When you get into the coaching area, read those testimonies on the left. You'll see for yourself people who went from zero, not being able to close anybody, to having closing 40% of the time. Just in that 1 month of being in that class, remember I said earlier you are 30 days away, literally 30 days away of gaining the skill to be able to make money now, because money is the answer to everything. So watch. So strategically, highest, freshest skill coming out of Dynasty. Then you've got prospecting and closing classes. Then you've got Seattle, June 23rd and 24th. What, Danny? I'm confused. I don't know what that means. Watch. Either you're going to be one of those people that's a hobbyist that's going to go vacation for the summer and pick it up again in September where the competition is steep. Why is the competition steep in September? Why? Because that's where everybody else is working. That's where everybody else is out there turning the phones, doing dials, making things happen. Now you're competing with 98% more people than you would have during the summer, okay? So that's one thing. You can wait and go ahead and jump in the game then, but you're only one person. That in the month of September, you're actually going to use the month of September to get yourself focused, which means you'll lose September, which means you only have October, November. Okay, now, okay, that's one scenario. And if you do that, God bless you. I will pray for you, no question. But if you are that elite 2% remnant of true entrepreneurship, you see, an entrepreneur recognizes and seizes opportunity. They do what everybody, they look at what everybody else is doing and then do the opposite. So what does this mean? Look, it's very simple. Watch this. You have the chance right now, and I don't care if you're a full-on rookie. If you're a full-on rookie and you've been to First Steps, you put yourself in Minneapolis, you're going to have a much better chance of making far more money than someone who's even seasoned through June, July, and August. Here's why. We have everything set up for the bases to be loaded for you. So watch, carefully watch. So even if you're a rookie, even if your skill set sucks, you've got three things to take advantage of right now to change all that in 30 days. So what does that mean? That means two things. One, if you're a leader, obviously you want to freshen up and sharpen your axe. Number two, you want to plug people through the system I'm talking about. Why? Because it's holding them accountable, and they'll be recruiting all month long, which has them working instead of vacationing, has them focused in answering to a millionaire with their numbers every single week. They are now going through the process of picking up the phone and getting dials. Every single month I have ever taught these classes, and I haven't taught one for 8 months. I took myself off of the books. Now we're doing it in June. Why June? Because, think about it, to create stories for June, July, and August. So watch. Either you'll go and you'll wait, or you'll do this. You'll be the one that here you are, even if you have mediocre skill right now, through the month of June, okay, you're going to wind up getting a few people started. You plug them in through Seattle, which will give them the freshest skills that they can get for July and August. July, there is no first steps to success. There is not one. I am out of the country the entire month of July, not around. So what does this mean? This means that June is your only chance to mobilize people with fresh motivation. It is your only chance with fresh recruiting and prospecting and closing skills. Your only chance to mobilize people with fresh new skill sets that removes their limits to build in the months of July and August. So, but here you are in May, which means you have the full 90-day string for the summer. So watch. So here you are. Let's say you give 4 or 5 in June. Okay? Those 4 or 5 get themselves mobilized through the summer. You continue to mobilize. July, you get 4 or 5 more. August, 4 or 5 more. Now you're walking into September, not using September to get yourself motivated. No, 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 no. Not using September to get your bearings back. No, no, no. Not using September to get focused. No. No, 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 no. You and a team. You and a team of other fresh, new, motivated, with fresh skills in prospecting and closing now are hitting September, one of the greatest months of our year. September, then October, then November. September being the peak. Then October midway, November, it starts to slide. September is our highest peak that we have for the rest of this year. That's our next highest peak. So now what you've done is you have mobilized a team. So it's the 4 or 5 you got in June that while you were in the prospecting and closing class, you were able to close. You put them in front of Seattle First Steps to Success. They fully got over their barriers, fully got over their issues, fully were equipped to be able to go out and make something happen in the month of July. So here you're adding some more. They've added some. You're talking about having anywhere from 15 to 30-plus people that when September hits, it's not just you trying to incorporate all that momentum. It's not just you trying to capitalize on all the increase of volume that happens through September. Come on, I have the reports to prove it. I have 18 years of business experience to prove it. That every September, boom, skyrocket month. October, stabilized that skyrocket month. November, a little bit of a drop of the skyrocket month. A little bit, but still sustaining. December, totally different story. Need a different strategy for the month of December. And by the way, I have one for December. Trust me. So now it's you plus a team of people that are all going after the growth in September. So you're going to be one of two people, my friends. You're going to be the one that's going to be a hobby. Which I can't imagine why you would not obey the message. You know that you're here for a reason. And you'll go ahead and get your bearings back in September and be able to capitalize from October and November where there's momentum pushing your business forward. Or you'll be a remnant, that 2%er that I believe that you are. You're listening to this for a reason. You're listening to this strategy for a reason. And you will wind up through the summer months because people are still looking for a home-based business. They are still answering ads. They are still needing to make money. They are still needing to figure out a way to get over their financial situation. So you're going to get the hungriest people. You're going to get the hungriest. The ones that are desperate, that's who you're going to get through the summer months. And they will be equipped in June. If you put your head down right now and you start filling Seattle, you start filling the prospecting and closing classes, look what you have. You have a fresh new blood team of 15 to 30 now starting September, October, November. That is your plan for six figures. That is your plan. Positioning is everything. Positioning is everything. And money is the answer to everything. Money is the answer to the MasterCard. Money is the answer to the Visa. Money is the answer to your house payment. Money is the answer to the vacation that you need to take. Money is the answer to the charities that you want to give to. Money is the answer to your kids going to college. What limits your income is your skill set. Here are the answers. If you're a First Steps grad, Dynasty. If you are not, register for Seattle. If you cannot do those things, obviously you are lessening your chances of capitalizing through the summer. Obviously, there are success tools on the website. Let me give you three quick levels. You can listen every single day free at Work at Home Profit Zone. You can listen every day for free, and you can generate an extra $500 a month from listening for free. And if you're okay with that, then do that. The second level are those that want to generate an extra $2,000 to $4,000 a month. That's a different plan. That is not only listening for free every day, listening to one archived call on that website. Not only that, but taking advantage of the success tools, the script books. There's the script book and the supplemental. Gives you the words to say to your prospects. There's no guesswork. All you're doing is repeating the words that are on the pages. From talking to every kind of prospect you can imagine, every prospecting scenario you can imagine, it's right there in the success tools. If you're in the members area, click on success tools. There they are. There is live in North Carolina. You know, we've got 6 weeks before Seattle's taking place. Do you want to get a head start if you haven't been yet? Live in North Carolina. Start doing that homework immediately. Start studying what's on those CDs. You're beginning to earn your degree in business through these particular success tools that are available. Well, people that listen every day, they take full advantage of all the success tools, including First Steps to Success, multiple times, make $2,000 to $4,000 a month. Then there are those that do listen every day. They own every success tool. They're in front of me every single month at a live First Steps and or a Creating a Dynasty once or twice a year. Those people earn $8,000 to $20,000, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 a month. So you pick which path you want to run on. $500 a month, listen for free every single day. Apply the things that you're listening for free for. Utilize that free site. $2,000 to $4,000 a month, listen every single day. Use the success tools, prospecting closure rate of millions, presentation success system, insider secrets. All of those are available in that area, in the members area. Just scroll down through the page. You will see it. Listening every day, using the success tools, First Steps monthly, Creating a Dynasty once or twice a year, that is several hundred thousands of dollars a year in income. Totally up to you what you want to do, what path you want to run on. Positioning is everything. Money is the answer to everything. Get the limits off of your income. Get the limits off of your skill set. I just shared with you a massive secret. It's up to you to use it. Clearly up to you to use it. I would not be here today if I did not believe in you, if I did not believe in the fact that between the two of us, between all of us collectively as a team, we can change the business world. We can make an impact of standing for integrity and honesty, raising up other people that do very well financially, declaring war on debt. There's a massive thing that we can do together as a team. Right now, follow me along on this positioning plan that I just gave you. When you follow along on the positioning plan, you're going to wind up with 15 to 30 minimum that are activated through the summer months, which means you're going to increase your income through the summer months. You're going to get those bonuses through the summer months. But when September hits, guess what? Man, you know what to do, how to do it, and you have a team of 15 to 30 that know what to do and how to do it. Isn't that awesome? Here's a chance, man. This is it. Get the bases loaded, and I'm looking forward to seeing you on the other side of the end of this year and hearing your testimony at a live event. I'm looking forward to it. Hans, the call's back to you.
Thanks, Danny. That was an awesome call, and I am excited for the people that were paying attention tonight because you gave some nuggets that are absolutely huge, and there's a ton more on the site that people can get for free if they're logged in as a member. If they're not a member, they need to head over to workathomeprofitzone.com and get registered. We want to get your feedback on the call tonight. We want to get your comments, your feedbacks, and your testimonials from tonight's call. The easiest way to do that is to head over to telldanny.com, TellDanny.com. And if you're logged in, it will redirect you to tonight's call, to the post, even though it's not yet posted. We did record the call tonight, and it will be available later tonight for our free members. If you're a free member, you'll be able to actually listen to the call again. It will be posted in the free members area for a total of 7 days. You have actually 7 days to listen to this call again, but more importantly, to refer people to this call so that they can hear it. I'm sure many of you heard some tips tonight that you wish, if you sit back and you think about it and you go, man, just imagine if you had at least 10 people listening with you to the call tonight with Danny. Well, you have the opportunity to do that just by sending them over to workathomeprofitzone.com. They can register as a free member, and they can get access to listen to this call. But go over to telldanny.com, and you'll be allowed, as long as you're logged in as a member, it will allow you to comment on the call tonight. Other than that, folks, we're looking forward to seeing those of you that are going to be at Creating a Dynasty, which is less than 2 weeks away. And for the rest of you that are getting yourself registered for the Seattle First Steps to Success, don't miss the premier business building event of this summer. Get yourself locked into that event by heading over to DannyJohnson.com/seminar, and it will forward you over there. Or you can just go to any of our websites that you heard here tonight and click on the links that say events and seminars, and it will get you the information. Other than that, folks, thanks so much for being on tonight. We'll see you next week, same place, same time. Good night, and God bless.